Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. I'm Bernardo Zamora. I work in the Universal Store. And today I want to talk to you about advanced pricing and sales and release scheduling. So Dev Center, as you know, is the place where developers come and submit your apps and games, and they manage app and games for the Windows Store. One of the areas that developers have to configure in Dev Center is all the pricing, sales, and when is the app going to be released. And what we've heard from many of you is that you wanted to do things that weren't possible before. You wanted to, for example, release a game at a specific local date and local time across the world, let's say 9 a.m. in every market. Or you wanted to just schedule an app that was going to have a specific price for a certain amount of time and then change the price and schedule all of that so you knew it was going to happen at that precise date and time. You also wanted to configure a game as, let's say, a holiday sale with 30% discount. And percentage of discounts wasn't available in Dev Center until now. Or offer, for example, a discount to users that own your other games. This is a great scenario to reward some of the users of your games or apps so they actually can get a better deal with some of your new ones. And then you can get them to try out all your new apps and games. And finally, It's many types of deals, like schedule a deal for a specific target segment or for a specific region. All of that wasn't available before. And to make it more complicated, you told us that there was this big, complex, large set of price tables with values, and you couldn't have an easy way of accessing through Excel and being able to edit it and choose whatever price you wanted. All of that is now possible. And all of that, the rollout starts this May 2017. Over the next couple of months, we'll be rolling this feature out, which we're calling more advanced pricing, scheduling, and sales, to every developer account in Dev Center. So I want to walk you today through three of the major areas where there are new things that couldn't be done before. The first area is release, precise schedule of a release. That means you want your game or app to be able to show up in a specific market, a specific date, a specific time. So let's go to Dev Center. Dev Center is the developer portal, as I mentioned before, that you use to submit apps and games. What you're seeing here is the new developer dashboard experience that we also released at Build in May. It has a lot more options that you can see on the screen. It uses the space much better. The navigation is much better. So that's the same Dev Center you used before, now with a new look and feel. And within a submission of a single app or game, you have all the different options, and we'll go through pricing and availability. In pricing and availability, then, the first thing you're choosing, once you choose an app that is going to be visible, once it's visible, then you can select the schedule. The schedule is when is it going to be released. And you can release it as soon as it goes through certification and publishing, or you could choose a specific date and time. So you could select, let's say, this specific date at midnight UTC. So at UTC midnight, this app is going to be sent to the store, visible, searchable, and acquirable by every user. You could also choose a specific date and then time and then make it local. That means at 2 p.m., in every market when it becomes 2 p.m., the app will be published. That wasn't possible before. And this is the global date and time. You then can specify, for example, for Albania or for another set of group of markets, you can have another set of release dates and times, so you can do releases for some countries and releases for other countries in different dates and times very precisely. Going to the bottom of the screen, there used to be something called publishing date. That still is there, but that only tells our system that's when you need to start processing. So you should ignore really this section. You should always put submission as soon as it passes certification, and you ought to control using the scheduling function exactly when it goes live for all your different users. Brand new capabilities that didn't exist before. The next big area of improvements is pricing. Pricing is the price that your users see when they go to the store, to the user store, either in Windows, PCs, tablets, phones, Xbox One, even HoloLens. All of those have the same UI, the same store, and that when you set up a price, that it will show in all of those stores automatically. So let's see what's new in pricing. Pricing is the next option you see in the same pricing and availability section. And you can select the price that, like you could before, global. You could also choose your own currency. So in case you don't know exactly what it's going to look in some currencies, you can choose that currency, you can choose your other currency, and then you can choose the prices there. Not only that, let's say you choose this price, $9.15, and then you can schedule a price. So you know your base price is going to change. After the first week, it's going to be more expensive. So after the first week, then you change another, and starting on this other date, it's going to be more expensive. Again, you choose date and time, you choose UTC or local, and you know that if your app is published with not enough anticipation, let's say 2-3 days, this base price will apply globally, and then this waterfall of dates. And same as before, you can configure that not only globally, but then for specific markets. So you can choose these other two markets, and you can have yet another different set of schedules for the base price. In addition to that, you can also do something you couldn't do before. You can do view table. So if you view table, it takes you to the pricing table that has the same thing as before. This is the price tiers, this is the different currencies and values, but you can download it on CSV. So you can download it and you can view it in Excel, and that way you can analyze all the prices and then you can find out which is the right one. You can send it to your marketing team or your business team. They don't have to have access to Dev Center. That couldn't be done before. Just a simple improvement, but allows you to see every prices and you have the date and time of this price table in case it changes. So one interesting thing is we also added in Dev Center the ability to have prices up to $2,000. I guess that we have had requests for several business apps that are high priced to be able to use those price tiers. So all the price tiers are here. You can review them. It's much more effective for you to manage your prices. Finally, one of the other sections where we made significant improvements is deals. So release scheduling and pricing is typically done at the beginning of a life cycle of an app. But the deals are done typically once your app is live or your game is live, and then you want to do a deal for Thanksgiving, or you want to do a deal for your other users that already have an app, or for a specific pricing discount for a segment. So all of that is possible today. So let's walk through the next section after pricing, which is the sale pricing. Sale pricing, just to make sure you are aware, appears as strike through, and then the deal price appears here, and then it tells the user what is the percentage that is off and how long more is the deal still on. So typically, if there's a deal still going on for a couple more days, then the users are enticed to go there and get your app or get your game or get your add-on as soon as possible because they know the deal is going to end. So let's create a deal. Let's create a sale. Again, same interface. You can select multiple countries. You can do, let's say, the initial sale group. You can put whatever name you want, similar as in the other sections. And then you select the discount. You can say, let's choose, this is going to be the new price. You can choose a specific price or something you couldn't do before. You can choose a percentage. 5% increments, you also have 1/3 and you have 2/3. Let's say 66% discount, so I can choose 65% discount. And that's the discount that is going to be appearing for every user that goes into the store between this date and this date. So you have a very precise scheduling, and you can schedule Thanksgiving or Boxing Day or some specific holiday. You can schedule it weeks in advance, and you know it's going to happen. You don't have to be there in the morning to schedule it. What's more interesting, not only the percentage and price, is the targeting. Previously, you can only offer your deals to everyone. Now there are several other options. You can select owners of. So for example, I'm going to give a deal to owners of my other game. And that's typically used in two scenarios. Either you want to do upgrades. You have a version 2017 and a version 2016. So whoever owns version 2016 will get 50% off of version 2017, typical scenario. Or it's to reward your users. Oh, you're using this other of my games. I'll give you 30% discount of this new game. So again, you can try it in. Or you can even tell them, because you own this other game, you'll get this other for free. So you do free for owners of your other game. Yeah. So let me choose free at the top. for others of the other game, they'll get it for free. Couldn't do that before. So automatically, and you can select any date, and you can do it, let's say, for a couple of weeks. This is for free for anyone that used my other game. Then it goes back to the previous base price. Not only that, you can also choose owners of a segment. So let's say I'm going to go here to engage customer groups, and I create a customer group. So customer group, let's say it's a segment that is for people that have your app and have not rated it. So let's say has rated is false. So this group, I'm going to put a name for the group, the not rated, and for this app. And then that means every user that has used your app but has not rated them becomes a group. And once I've created a group, I can use it here in the sales. And I can choose, there's another option that will appear here, that is owners of segment, blah. So that way you can provide a discount to this segment. It can be people that have acquired your app, not acquired your app, rated your app, or have used your app, or have stopped using it. There's a lot of filters here that you can choose from to create your own segments. Very, very powerful way of targeting discounts. So with all the features that I talked today, you'll be able to do percentage discounts, targeted discounts to specific segments, do upgrade pricing or cross pricing, and you can schedule very precise date and time for the discounts. All of that is available in all the devices for Windows 10. And you should also consider looking at sending notifications. So not only is it important to create a deal, but also it's important to let the users know that a deal is there. You can do pop-ups within the app, and you can send notifications. There's a session that explains how to do all that. So you can inform your users that there's a deal available for them. So with all these features, again, are launching in starting in May. It's going to take a couple of months to get everyone on board into the new advanced pricing and deals and scheduling. In the meantime, as you get that, make sure you download the latest SDK that was released a couple of months ago. You update your game to make use of all the new features. Make sure you join the Dev Center in the Insider program. That is a program inside Dev Center that grants you access to the newest features, including some of these advanced pricing and listings, much earlier than the rest of the developers. And then make sure you watch all the related build sessions that we have that gave you better ways of doing things within Dev Center. Thank you very much.